Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Jesus, he is not telling us that we should abandon our work. We should not take care of our children. We should not go to school. We should not pursue knowledge. He's telling you one thing. I said he's telling you one thing. He is telling you that you should save time. Because it takes a long time to build a city. Except Dubai. But that one, it has even taken time, 20 years plus. And they are still building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is telling us by the miracle in Cana and by the promise, one of the first promises he gave to his children, that I'm going to get you to save time. Because it takes time to dig a well in the Holy Land. It's going to take a long time. Wow. Sometimes, you know, I look at contractors because I supervise other projects, you know. I look at contractors and they say it's a difficult terrain, it's this and that, and water is here, it's mushy. I say, you people, you are a pampered contractor. I say it in my head. You have got land that water is inside. You say that because of the water you cannot build. Other people are building about a third of the city on the sea. I have seen contractors in the Holy Land, the whole place is rock. And they are building tunnels that you travel inside on the ground for a long time, top speed. Not in heaven, on earth. On earth. We used to think that Jerusalem was in heaven. But Jerusalem is on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling us that God, by telling his people, I'm going to give you all these things, he was just telling them one thing. Not that they should not work. He was telling them that, my people, what you have to do is to save time. I want to say to all of us Africans, I want to say to all of us in the third world, let time be precious to you. If you must improve the quality of your life, if you must save yourself from other encumbrances, troubles of life, be trained in the saving of time. In the coming year, if you should lose anything, it shouldn't be time from wrong use. Whatever you want to lose, you can lose it, but not your time. Guide your time jealously. Put value on your time. Because the value you put upon it will determine how people will buy your time. If your time doesn't mean anything to you, you have people buying it at zero Ghana cedis. But if your time means much to you and you put value on it, you will not have people wasting your time left, right, center. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we comfort ourselves with, oh, you know, you have to take your time. No, you cannot take your time. Especially in this part of the world, we cannot let indecision take away all of our time. Some of us, whatever thing we are looking for may not be coming because maybe we are so indecided about it. You say you want it, but your life doesn't show that you want it. You say you want to be anointed, but your life doesn't show you want to be. You are wasting your time. Indecision, it is a thief of time. You have to make up your mind. God is waiting on you to make up your mind. I want to encourage all of us. Let us go straight to the point and stop going round and round and round through certain protocols that are not helping anybody. Hey! One thing you have to say. It took you a month to say it. When somebody, it will take him 1 minute to say it. You go and pray about it. You go for counsel about it. You know you have to take that step. But you are not going straight to the point of your life. You are not going straight to the point of the purpose of your life. You are going into excursions and adventures that are just wasting your time. Do not deceive yourself. You want to save yourself from situations. You have to save time. I want to encourage all of you. You must make it your aim that I am going to please God and nobody else. Hallelujah. Because if you make it your aim that you want to please people, I'm telling you, human beings, they will waste your time with myriads of problems that they have to solve. You are just wasting your time. You will think that, well, I'm busy. You know, I do this and I do that and I do that. At the end of the day, God is going to tell you that this is not why I brought you into the world. Not to just come around and to do these things, to work miracles and all that. Yes, Jesus must be a savior. I mean, a worker of miracles. But the ultimate is to save humans from sin. Now, I want to say, what's the way you have to say? Look for what you need to see when you're not frozen. Now, when you're young, you can't say, I'm not good here. Tomorrow is funeral. You attend the funeral of everybody who dies in the town. And when you go for funerals, it's the whole day. No, it's the whole weekend. Yeah. The whole weekend, because you have to be there. You have to be there. And you have to wait for the food and all that. Hey! Hey! Fufu! Lose the fufu. I'm very serious with this message. I said, lose the fufu and buy time for something that will push your life forward. Hey! I tell you, we can get busy for nothing. As if we are God, the people who should solve everybody's problem in the world. You cannot cast any care to God. You cannot cast any problem to God. Everything, you are the one who must do it. Because you want to please everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the kingdom life. Because there are many things that are wrong in our society. And I don't know whether you want to end up like everybody else, which has not helped our families, which has not helped our societies. Are we not learning enough from it? That we can choose to do things different, like Jesus. Because he came to a religious world. And everything he did was like the opposite of what the people were doing. His ideas were different. They would say, this is the way we do it. But Jesus says, I say to you, I say to you, you want to be a follower of Jesus? You want to have the kingdom of God after the king of the kingdom? Then you have to walk in his steps. It is going to make you suffer. But for hereunto were you called. You are going to suffer if you are going to not please everybody. But you must be strategic when it comes to people. Because you can't befriend everybody in the world. Befriend strategic people. Anybody that anybody says that he is unsociable, you don't know the person. You go and see him somewhere with somebody, you'll be surprised. The difference is strategic positioning. And you need that in your life. I came to encourage all of us. Do not let the social media take all your time. Because historically, Africans have got the proclivity to swing to extremes. When something comes, the old has passed away. Hey, and the way we take it. Sometimes I believe that these people in the northern hemisphere, they look at us and say, ah, there they go again. Some people can spend 30 minutes just social media. And then they laugh another one. I say, hey! Because they want to please everybody. Hey, this one to ask, text me something, I have to reply. And this one to ask, and this one I have to, you are following them. You are following them. Look at their lives.
What is that? Jesus.
You see, sometimes look at the life of the person trying to Twitter you, or I mean, look at the person's life. And go off the platform. Because they are drawing you, they are pulling you into that low situation with them. You can't focus on anything. Even the Bible you are reading, you don't even have time for Bible. More for who has sent me text. I must, even in the morning, early morning.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Me, I tell myself that my value is more than being on certain platforms. I just take myself out. I do all I have to do, and I tell them, look, if you want to get me, if you really want to get me, you will get me. You really want to send a message to me? Ladies and gentlemen, put value on yourself. In the name of communal and all, and they will think that I am anti-so and all those things. God brought you around for something. Maybe in 5 minutes, I haven't gotten to... My baby has, the head has just come out. I haven't gotten the body out yet. See, there are some labor that it can take a whole day. Are you aware of it? And you can use one day to bring forth to a child. Unless they come to your aid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me talk to you something little about saving of money. Because in the coming years, if we should fulfill what God has given to us, we should walk in the steps of Jesus, then Jesus the Savior, you must see Him as a saver of money. This is wonderful. Because at the age of around 2 years, he was exposed to the culture of savings. Some wise men have saved all their life, and they brought all their savings. They brought some of their savings, and they gave Jesus of their savings. Gold, frankincense, and
myrrh.
I don't know whether you have asked yourself, why God did you expose Jesus, first of all, in his formative years, to wise people? Was it just gifts they came to give to Jesus, or they were imparting the formative life of Jesus with wisdom about savings?
And also,
healing for wise people. They didn't come deaf and dumb. They came, they said some few words, maybe in Proverbs. Like you are doing a donation. You give a summary. You say something like, this is a very substantial part of my life savings as a wise person, and here am I giving you the fruit of my wisdom. Wisdom is buying the future. Saving is buying the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was so imparted with saving. That when he began his ministry, the only named position he chose, the only everybody was everything, only one named position. He got and established the position of a treasurer or somebody who will save money.
Yes.
Because he came as a savior. Or if you like, you can use the word a saver, to save us from sin, to save time from wrong use, to save money. In the book of Luke chapter 16, he gave some understanding about savings. He said that people should be faithful in money. Otherwise, who will give you the true riches? Listen, if Jesus was not faithful with money, the right use of money, do you think he would have become the author of precious souls? When you cannot keep money, earthly treasure, who will give you heavenly treasure? Who will give you the true riches? He told his apostles, be faithful in money. Faithful means that you must be able to keep it. Because money will want you to spend it and use it. If you like, watch, anytime you get money, some problem comes, it wants to take the money away. Somebody come crying as if he would die. But be wise like Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to discipline yourself. As you are saving time, you are saving money. Some of you want to be very powerful people, but you don't know how to save time. Elder William, also, you don't know how to save money. Now you want to save human beings. You want to save human beings in the church. You want to jump the process. Today, I want you to see Jesus in a different light. I want you to see him as somebody who came walking on this earth as a physical human being. As somebody that time was at his disposal, just like you. As somebody that money was at his disposal, just like you. And he saved them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why the Bible is telling all of us, Let us end in Obadiah 21. The Bible is telling all of us that we should take the steps of baby savior. Baby savior. Who was to come and demonstrate saving? Saving time from wrong use. The devil looked at him and saw that this man is a master of time. The same thing should be said about you. The devil looked at him and said, this man is a master of money. Money is not mastering him. He is mastering money. He controls money. He disciplines money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same thing will be said about you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can quote to you Obadiah 21. But I want us to get there. Because Jesus had to save time and save money. And ladies and gentlemen, that is all I can say to you. Somebody will say that, but Pastor, if you don't have much, how can you save? The thing you don't have, how can you save? You have, and you can save. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Wonderful. Save by the future. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
But if you're a student, can you save?
Yes. Sorry. Oh, see, so we are school,
Pastor, you know we don't earn money, so how can we save? I know you are not sincere. Because you get money. You have money. Daddy gives you money. Don't chop everything because daddy is there. Do you know Joseph? Do you know Jesus? The thing about Joseph was that he bought the future by saving for 7 years. Jesus is a type of Joseph. He came saving so that we can have a better eternity. You can save. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You were a student, you can save. I was a pupil, I was saving. National Savings and Credit Union, National Bank for the one that took over post office many years ago. You remember that?
Yeah.
There is no money box savings. I'm talking about going to the post office. We didn't have banks. We had only about 3 banks. The DCB, Barclays and Standard. Some of you don't know. Yes, a few years back. You go and save your money. I'm telling you, a discipline. It's not like you go to learn some theories and you are coming to bombard us right now with saving time, saving these things. These are things that I do myself. And I've done it. And I've done it for a long time that it is my life. Because if you repeat something over and over, it becomes you. But you'll suffer for it. Not everybody will be happy with you. Because people want to waste your time, especially in this part of the world. And sidetrack you from hitting where God has programmed you to go and hit. Let's finish. Then saviors shall come to Mount Zion. Maybe you have to get a context. I don't have time. But he's talking about the restoration of Israel, their final victory. This is the final victory of the church before the four kingdom age comes. He says that then saviors shall come to Mount Zion, that is the church, to judge the mountains of Israel. Where? In the church. The mountains of Esau is talking about the religious order that has established itself like a mountain in Mount Zion. This is Mount Zion. Saviors come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of religion. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.